we're on our own. It's just regular people like us. It's moms and dads, and we don't have money behind us or anybody. It's really just us. We sell t-shirts so we can have picnics and stuff. Like, that's really, it's that, like, homemade. But it works.
It's grassroots, and I'm proud of that. Very proud. Yeah. This is grassroots.
It is.
So, and we're going to continue to win with the grassroots. Hi, you're listening to We Are Reopen Bucks. In this series, we sit down with some of the key players in the reopen movement and discuss their experiences navigating the pandemic. Today, I'm here with Yanni Lombros, owner of Coffee Corner in Lansdale. Yanni's been an outspoken advocate for freedom of choice for all, including his own employees. Yanni was featured in a Reopen Bucks blog post entitled Pandemic Profile Coffee Corner back in January 2021, which detailed his decision to keep his business open during the Christmas shutdown that was imposed by Governor Wolf. Welcome, Yanni. Thanks for chatting with me today.
Hey, Josh. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What I'd like to do, I guess, today is focus in on what I think most people know you the best for, what you've done with this place. We're sitting in Coffee Corner right now, actually. So for anybody who doesn't know, Coffee Corner in Lansdale is one of the restaurants that almost throughout the entire pandemic was not just open, but open very normally. You allowed your employees to choose basic things like whether or not they wear a mask. It was a great place. In terms of Reopen Bucks, I mean, lots of members have taken trips out here almost as like a pilgrimage at different times. So today I'd like to kind of center the conversation around Coffee Corner. And I realized when I went back to, you know, kind of research for this episode that I never really learned what happened with Coffee Corner in the very beginning. So we have shutdowns happen in March. We go through red, yellow, green phases. What were those first few months like for you in making decisions for Coffee Corner?
It was pretty rough. I was skeptical about the whole thing, as most of us were. But then in the beginning, when they called just for 2 weeks, and I saw other businesses shutting down. I saw it on every news station I looked at. Then people were telling me it was the law, we have to. I did initially, in the very beginning, shut down for about a month and a half, 2 months. While I was shut down, I was donating food to seniors, first responders, trying to cheer up the community around me because everybody was getting depressed after the first couple weeks. So it was really scary because I just had only been open about 6 months before the pandemic came and the shutdowns. So I didn't really have a lot of money to start with. I didn't have a lot of time to, you know, grow the business and the following. So I thought I was gonna go under, you know, just like a lot of other people were thinking at that time. It was pretty scary, nerve-wracking time. I also started to notice, like, my customers who were coming in who didn't like having to wear a mask everywhere, people not feeling normal, and being upset that the goalpost kept getting pushed back, you know, 2 weeks
right,
and
yep.
2 months, then it kept extending. So at that point, I just said, you know, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not going to make my employees wear the mask. If they want to, they can. If my customers want to, they can. But this is a free spot here. You know, everybody comes in, has respect for one another, doesn't cause no trouble. Everyone's welcome. You know, that's how I like to keep it. So.
It's amazingly simple is what it is. Yeah. And yet there really wasn't that much of it. So first of all, obviously, really commend you for making that decision. I mean, it made a big difference to a lot of people who still talk to me about it today. So what was that decision like in terms of response you get from, you know, quote unquote authorities? So you're in Lansdale, which is in Montgomery County. So a little bit different from most businesses associated with Reopen Bucks who are in Bucks County and deal with the Bucks County Health Department. They have their own set of problems, but what was it like once they caught wind of what you were doing? Were they trying to beat down the door? Or?
They didn't like me. I had a lot of people, like other business owners, family members, friends, all kind of tell me I was crazy. They couldn't see what I was seeing, though. Like, I would even have families come in, their kids would make me, like, thank you cards because they were getting depressed, and this was one place that they could feel normal, even for just, you know, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes of grabbing some lunch, chilling with their family. They saw the staff, you know, bare face, no mask. That made them feel good. it's the main reason why I did it, because I saw like a lot of people were getting depressed, and this was my small way to help fight that. Then the health department would come in, because local members of the Lansdale community, I guess, were calling the health department up to 10 times per week to complain that I wasn't masked up or my staff. And I let them know that we are medically exempt, we have medical conditions, and we do not have to discuss our personal medical history with the health department, so they signed us off as medically exempt. But the people, I posted a sign about that, people were still calling them. They must have came, I think the first year, like 10 to 12 times. Normally they come like twice a year. But they couldn't really do anything. They got a little annoyed, so they started trying to come after me for not being able to get my food handler's license. The only reason I couldn't is because the test site had closed down due to COVID.
For COVID.
And they didn't have online for, I think, like over a year. So they were sending me fines for that. I did go to court. I didn't get a lawyer. I beat them, but the judge almost didn't even let me speak. Seriously, just heard the health department reduce my fine, but said guilty. And I'm like, hey, this is America, right? Both sides get a turn. Then I presented my case, and then it turned into not guilty, no fine.
Wow. And wow, with no lawyer or anything, just standing up to the health department. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was funny, too, with the health department, because at first, they thought they were embarrassing me. They wanted to try to talk to me in front of the house with all the customers about the masking thing, and it backfired on them, actually. Like, the customers were getting upset with them,
yeah,
making comments. And the next time he came in, he's like, can we go talk in the back? And I was like, no, out here's fine. Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome aspect of like building up your community that way is the people who are here are the people who want to be here, who support you. So that's fantastic. One thing in there I'm curious about is you mentioned the people calling in. That was always something that just really rubbed me the wrong way. This whole last 2 years has been all about neighbor ratting out neighbor, friend ratting out friend, just trying to divide people and turn people against each other. And in your case, I mean, I'm looking out the main window here at Coffee Corner thinking, these were dorks who were out there, you know, with binoculars, like in the night spying and seeing what's going on, all this stuff. Did you ever find out like who these people were or why? Or
a couple people were from the political party, from the Democrats.
Wow.
Because I did also try to run for Lansdale Borough Council here. It's 9 seats, all 9 are Democrat. The Republican Party here, the committee was in very bad shape, starting to help them bring it back. But it's similar to like the school board, like all unanimous vote, unanimous ruling. There's a couple of them who basically take control. So I started to notice that too, and I thought, you know, let me help. If no one's here to do it, I'll do it. Like, I never had any ambitions to be a politician, but it was kind of my way to deliver a message like, hey, there are people who oppose these things. There are conservatives out here. Just because we're quiet doesn't mean we don't exist. And I didn't win, but I did accomplish the goal of getting the message out, getting more people to step up and get involved. And you know, had people in the community talking about it. So I didn't really care if they were trying to poke fun at me. It doesn't faze me, you know.
It's like, you're going to do you, grow yeah. your message. So that makes me curious of another thing is, as you're going throughout this, and in particular after you made the decision to let your employees decide whether or not they want to wear a mask, did you have any kind of top cover politically? Like, was there anybody at any level of government who was kind of siding with you and helping you out? And I'll background that with the reason I ask is going back to the Bucks versus Montgomery thing is, you know, the Bucks Health Department, very different from the Montgomery County Health Department. And I think politically, you know, it depends a lot on where exactly you are in either county. But usually most folks over in Bucks County have somebody that they can kind of attach to who's helped them. Have you had any support from anyone out here?
I haven't had any, like, from politicians.
Yeah, like people are basically willing to go to bat for you and help defend what you're trying to do.
I guess Joe Gale and Sean Gale to a point, like they came, checked out Coffee Corner. I did an event for them, one of the Cup of Joes. They ate here a few times. They never, as far as I know, like, went very far out of their way and posting things. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But they did support me and, like, verbally, mouth-to-mouth, talk to people.
Right.
You know, not digitally, I don't think. But they supported what I was doing from what I could tell. But that was it.
So then what about in terms of, if not politicians, let's talk grassroots. And I know somewhere over the summer is when you found Unmasking Monco. And so for any of the listeners, Unmasking Monco is essentially the reopen movement for Montgomery County, the corollary to Reopen Bucks. A couple months later, probably, you get into Reopen Bucks and start from there. How did that change the experience? I mean, having access to a different group of people. And I know, speaking from our side on Reopen Bucks, you kind of immediately became a figurehead because of what you were doing with the restaurant. So when you posted, people noticed, right? You kind of fell right into, like, a, I'd say, almost somewhat of a leadership position.
Yeah,
right away.
It's crazy, but yeah, no, finding all the groups has been a blessing, just so many good people. But Reopen Bucks was very inspiring for me as well, because I saw the numbers of the group, and Josh, you've done a really amazing job, seriously. I have a lot of respect for you for what you've done with Reopen Bucks and everybody in the group. But Reopen Bucks kind of got me fired up, just to see how many people, even though I'm in Montgomery County, just to see there are so many people around me who are fighting, who are trying to find ways to fight what was going on legally and correctly. So it just kind of pushed me more to do it. And then I had a lot of people from the Reopen Bucks group were coming to be patrons at the coffee corner. Some of them were driving from pretty lengthy distances, like half an hour to an hour, and I couldn't believe it. So I'd always try to come out and talk to people when I could, show appreciation, because it's a hell of a drive for breakfast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my whole thing, I had just been, from the start, trying to do what I perceived to be the right thing and to help those who I could help.
Then we come to the second shutdown. This was where places that decided. So first of all, that second shutdown, December of 2020, specifically targeted at restaurants and gyms, is like my recollection. That was when the groups went crazy. I mean, I remember we were full blown, like, telling everybody every single day, you should be eating at one of the restaurants on this list. You should be going to these gyms. You got to be supporting these people as much as you can. And, yeah, well, I recall that at the start of that, you made a post that was essentially like, yeah, we're not closing. We're going to do our thing here in Coffee Corner. If you want breakfast, come on by.
Yeah, I did. I got very upset when I heard the news, and you know, I was doing a lot of research, because going through it myself, it is a scary, painful experience to feel like you're about to lose everything you work for and your livelihood. Then, you know, my employees, they need work. The customers who come, who I made happy, and I was like, how can the government rip that away from people? You know. So I essentially was like, I don't care what happens. I was even telling my staff, if I do get arrested, just videotape it and start a GoFundMe, like, yeah. Free Yanni.
Yanni.
Yeah, I'm blessed that didn't happen, but I was kind of prepared for it mentally, just in case. Like, I don't know, I made a video, you know, talking about all the pain that the government was causing people and business owners and employees and, you know, just residents as a whole, like many of the members who are in Reopen Bucks and all the other groups. And I said, I'm not doing it. I don't care. You know, and it was a message to the people and to other business owners, you know, hey, I'll jump in first. I'll take the hit first. But please follow, like, do the right thing. Stay open for the community. Stay open for the people. In my area, no one really did. Think in Lansdale area, I was probably the only one. Maybe no, Panico's. It's a
oh, yep.
It's a bar. He's a good guy, the owner, Chip, and he stayed open as well and defied the orders. It was only me and him though.
I'll never forget. The admin team went to Panico's. I want to say it was like Thanksgiving night or something. It was like the night that everything was supposed to start, something like that. And But very, I mean, that was another place like Coffee Corner with their style. It was normal. And they were letting people kind of make their own decisions, yeah. Which was amazing. So then in that December shutdown period, what was the worst that happened? Did you get another visit from the health department or did police actually come in?
No police came in, but I did get another visit. And I also had received a letter from the state threatening to cancel my insurance. But I stayed open anyway, and they never actually canceled it. I think it was just a scare tactic they were using, but I didn't buy it, and I didn't really care either way. I was just kind of like, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to stay committed. Whatever happens, happens. But again, it was kind of from that feeling of, I believe this is the right thing.
Right.
You know.
And it's amazing how often that scare tactic was used, going all the way back to the first shutdown, talking about if you don't comply, you know, first of all, you're a coward or whatever, deserting or whatever it was that Governor Wolf said. But if you don't comply, you know, you're going to lose your insurance. You're going to lose your license for this or your license for that. It was always threats. And what we pretty consistently found is, with extremely rare exception, the vast majority of folks who decided to stand up and face it never actually got really hit with those things. And then when they did, it was so isolated that there was a lot of like community rallying and lawyers and big knockdown dragout fights with the government that wound up always going in our favor.
Yep.
So it's an interesting lesson moving forward, is this may not be the last time we're encountered with a situation like this. And yeah, what do you do?
I just pray that if we are encountered with a situation like this, that more people, more business owners, more members of the community will get involved, pay attention, and be aware of what's going on and what's really happening. Because like you said, people who did step up against it, all the threats of fines and loss of insurance, they didn't do anything because they weren't laws. Like, I never put stickers on the ground. I never put plexiglass up. Actually, one of the health department guys told me, he was like, oh, you have to have plexiglass between every booth. And I was like, no, I don't. I was like, it's like I fell down, you kicked me in the ribs 15 times, and then you want me to go build something. Like, no, you know. And I said it was stupid, it's not science-based, and I'm not doing it. Then he asked me if I would put plywood, and I said, no.
Wow, because that's like, better than plexiglass.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I was like, you want to pay for it and then pay for the repairs after? Go ahead, buddy, but I'm not doing it. Like, if you want to find me, I'll see you in court. But he never fined me because it wasn't an actual law.
Right.
They were just scaring people. So I think moral of the story is, don't let somebody with a little bit of power in an authority position try to bully you or control your decision-making, because you have rights as an American citizen, as a business owner, and you're not going out of your way to hurt anybody. I had so many people from my local community call me a murderer and a COVID spreader and my restaurant a petri dish. But no COVID outbreaks happened here. Mm. Nothing was tracked back to me. No one died. I have a lot of regulars who are seniors, ranging from 60s up to 90s. And a lot of them come in literally every day I'm open. At one point, I was open 7 days. I had people like that coming 7 days a week.
Wow.
And they wouldn't wear a mask. We wouldn't wear a mask. And they never got sick. And they still come to this day. So it's just been play on words and a lot of politics, but it's not for the good of the community or the good of the people. You know, instead they just want, I guess, trolls or, you know, far left people who got a grudge. I don't know, but they attack on social media and then everyone gets scared. So I was very early on fighting that back and trying to teach people like, hey, we have the power to cancel too. Don't be canceled. Don't let no one push you around or bully you, especially through Facebook, like some keyboard warrior. Like, what's that, you know?
Yep. You bring up, I mean, the plexiglass thing is something that at some point we have to have an honest conversation about what did all of these interventions actually accomplish. And if a guy's telling you to throw a plexiglass between these booths, I mean, that will have zero effect on transmission of COVID. And it's interesting that you describe a very common story with a lot of folks associated with Reopen. Like, hey, I live normally and nothing really happened. Like, I don't know. Maybe I got sick one time. Maybe that was it. But at some point, we're going to have to go back and be honest with ourselves. And nobody has come to you to kind of do like an after action debrief about, okay, Yanni, how did it go here in Coffee Corner? Have you had outbreaks? Like, the health department's not interested in that, right? Because you've been fine.
Actually, ever since the court with the food handler's license, which I got once it was available online, they basically left me alone. Actually, the last person they sent was a different guy, and I'm pretty sure he was a Trump supporter. He saw the sticker I have on my fridge that says "Miss me yet?" and he just started laughing. He was very fair about his reporting. He didn't even ask about mask or plexiglass or nothing. It was a normal routine health inspection, and I was so grateful for that. And I don't know, I think you know, we're at the tipping point now where if people stay involved, if people stay paying attention and being vocal in the right moment, you know, they're going to back off and life can go back to that 2019 normal where we all live our lives and we do our things peacefully and, you know, enjoy instead of go crazy about Clorox and mask and, you know, an airborne virus.
Plexiglass.
Yeah, plexiglass, and stickers on the floor. Like, it's madness, man.
It got a little crazy there for a while, but we are, it's getting better, it feels like, finally, sitting here in February of 2022 with things getting better. So then, okay, last question for you, Yanni. Do you think we've seen the last of COVID-related shutdowns around here?
I think for now, yeah, but I'm a little concerned about next winter because it's kind of the trend. Like, this is the third year and it's the same thing they did the first time, they did the second time, and they're still on the news every day talking about, you know, oh, we're at the endemic, but we still can't pull back yet. We still can't be too cautious yet. They're just trying to drag it out. I mean, so many people just got the Omicron variant, and I even had it. And I did close down because I always told people if I got sick, I would do the right thing and I would close down for the recommended days. So I don't like to go back on my word, so that's what I did. It did hurt. The month of January was very rough, but survived it. Everything was okay. And I took ivermectin as well. That's another thing I've been trying to let the public know. I'm not shy about the things I've done, whether it was from the January 6th or ivermectin or staying open, because the truth has to come out and somebody's got to, you know, be brave enough to say it. So for my area, that's what I try to do.
And that gives me a pretty good degree of confidence that if we do encounter any COVID-related shutdowns in the future, people can probably depend on Coffee Corner, right? It'll be there.
As long as I'm here, then yeah, it's not gonna, you know, I can't predict the future. I mean, I could get hit by a SEPTA bus or something. So if I'm not here, I don't know. But if I'm here, then yeah, it will always stay open. It will always be a place of freedom of choice and mutual respect amongst the employees, the customers, and the community. Like, that's how I like to be. It's called fairness.
I love it. All right. So thank you, Yanni, for coming on. Where can people find out more about you and about Coffee Corner?
Well, I do have the Coffee Corner Facebook page and my personal Facebook page. That's pretty much it. I don't have a website or anything. I'm kind of like not super digital. I like the real world, you know.
So best thing would be come on in. It's Coffee Corner in Lansdale, right?
Come on in, 201 North Broad Street, Lansdale. We're open every day from 6 to 2, except for Wednesday we're closed, and Saturday and Sunday is 7 to 2.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. Really appreciate your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.